This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, a new team is in place to help tribal members heal from addictions
and more.
The Mille Lacs and Boys Fort bands have a new partner in helping tribal members heal from opioid addiction. It's called the American Indian Resource and Resiliency Team. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked to the leaders on the team about their unique work in Indian Country.
Brianna Michaels, Susan Bolio, and Jennifer Garbo are passionate about their work helping people heal from addiction. Their job is to work with the Mille Lacs and Boys Fort bands of Ojibwe on programs that support healing from addiction for individuals, for families, and for whole communities. Susan Bolio is from Red Lake, and she says it's personal.
I'm not unusual. A lot of us in our communities have relatives that struggle with addictions, trying to cope with hurt and pain and trauma and seeing it up firsthand. It's a really good reminder of why we're doing this work. And it's also a really good reminder to me that we can't help others if we are coming from a place of emptiness ourselves.
They see addiction as a way of coping with unacknowledged loss, grief, and incomplete relationships. And they lead groups, trainings, and classes to work through all of that. Brianna Michaels is from Mille Lacs. She leads a group called Mending Broken Hearts. It's part of the White Bison program.
I think at first people are like, you know, historical trauma doesn't really affect me. You know, I wasn't put into boarding school, therefore this doesn't affect me. But when we look back on our ancestors and how they were parented back in the day is how they know to parent.
Susan Bolio says it's liberating to understand how generational trauma has impacted your life.
Not only was the trauma passed down, but so was the strength. And we in this generation have the ability to create new experiences, which will then shift the trajectory for the generations to come. So we really are in a place of empowerment.
Jennifer Garbo says they'll be adding one more person to make this a powerful team of four based across northern Minnesota's Indian Country. Their work is funded by a federal grant shared by the University of Minnesota Extension and the College of Pharmacy. The grant is scheduled to end in September 2020. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The Augsburg Indigenous Students Association held its 11th annual Spring Powwow on March 30th in Minneapolis. The event is geared for Augsburg University students and the larger community. Just a few days before the event, the Augsburg Indigenous Student Association held a powwow etiquette class for non-natives. Again, Melissa Townsend has the details.
This powwow etiquette class was the first of its kind at Augsburg. But student Ariana Anton Ramirez says that's how they do it back home.
So I come from San Francisco, and I help plan our Dancing Feathers Youth Powwow back home. And this is something we always do for like the broader community, for those who may not know what goes on at a powwow.
That decision to help non-natives understand appropriate behavior was confirmed when the online news service Patch.com published a story about an incident at the Denver March Powwow in Colorado. It featured a video of a white woman taking a bustle and dancing around with it. It wasn't hers, and she didn't have permission. Someone took the bustle away from her, and she was escorted out of the powwow. Augsburg student Christopher Oquist Lagarde says that video had an impact.
At the beginning of planning this event, it definitely was about trying to just tell people, this is what you'll be seeing, this is the kind of experiences you'll be having. But when we did see the video at Denver March, we definitely felt that click. No, we should definitely make it more about a do and don't type of situation.
Ariana Anton Ramirez says the Indigenous Students Association still wanted to be welcoming and encourage non-natives to come to the powwow.
Having the powwow on campus is just one of the ways that we share it with the rest of like the campus community, and like realizing that like our traditions like have value, and like we knew that, our people know that, we've known that forever, but it's kind of getting non-natives to realize that and see that and understand that now.
The MC of Augsburg's 11th traditional powwow was Jerry Dearley, and the host drum was the Stonebridge Singers from Grand Portage.
This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.